Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. We're continuing our conversation of If by Rudyard Kipling, and we are up to If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch. Let me say that again. If you can walk with crowds without losing your virtue and walk with kings without losing the common touch. What is this about losing, walking with kings or the crowd and losing your virtue? Well, it's what has been called groupthink. It is peer pressure. It's amazing what a crowd of people can get an otherwise intelligent, rational person to do. I'm a huge Darren Brown fan. He's a British mentalist, and he's done a number of Netflix specials, which are pretty amazing. I highly recommend you check him out. Have an open mind. Check him out. Darren Brown actually did a show where he convinced a person to push another person off of a building. Now, they had actors that encouraged this person to do this. They used peer pressure to get the person to push someone else off of a building to what they thought was their death. Now, the whole thing was rigged and staged, but the person was wearing a harness to catch them, etc., so they were going to be fine. The idea was to set it up so that the person seemed like a threat to the group, and then the group convinced this person to go and just push him off the roof. Now, the interesting thing about the show was they showed all the setup, all of the things they did to plan in this person's mind to convince them to push the person off the roof. When it came time to do it, the individual wouldn't do it. However, they showed that this was not the only person they had had in this show, that they had actually done the exact same thing with 5 to 7 other people, and many, I think actually all of them, had pushed this person off the room. If you can walk with a crowd and keep your virtue, mob mentality, we've all heard that before. Groupthink, peer pressure, can you do that? Can you allow yourself to still think and do what you independently think is right, even when everyone else wants you to do something that's wrong and threatens you with the greatest threat people can give? Ostracization, kicking you out. It's hard. Can you do it? If you can. If, that's why we're discussing the poem. If you can walk with crowds and keep your virtue, nor walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. You know, it's really funny. My mother-in-law is from Cuba, and she immigrated legally here to the United States decades ago. And what's interesting about her is that she, like most people who immigrate to this country, once they get here, they decide that immigration needs to be slowed down. There are too many people coming in. And yet it was the very same laws and everything that allowed her to come in. But she wants them to now curtail other people who are in her situation. She's actually lost the common touch. And that happens with people when they get something. They then feel like other people shouldn't be allowed to have it, even though they want it. So the question is, can you be elevated? Can you walk like a king and not lose the common touch? That is what Kipling is asking us to do. So whether or not you're the low end with the crowd, you're in the crowd, can you keep your virtue? Can you still act like a king? And when you're a king, can you still act like you're not? That's the key. Consider that today, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay? Enjoy today. Bye-bye.